This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
You know, if you pay for everything they do, if you get them into school, if you pay for their quietly for their apartment, when you're a 36-year-old and you're taking money from your parents, you're in deep shit. You think you're not because you have the Mercedes and that's a short term, it's the hit. It's like, oh, but my friends think I'm successful, but you know.
Right.
And when you know, no matter how you try to suppress it or make pretend it's not happening, this is why drug use happens. This is why too many pills happens. This is why suicide happens. This is why depression happens.
Right.
It's interesting to see that generation of like adults doing that, and then those people are becoming leaders. Like that's so.
This is why empires fall. This is what judgment leads to. You do things to be accepted at all costs. Got it? This generation of parents had the luxury of not having depressions or wars or fear. So all the prosperity has led to atrocious behavior because you have time to worry about that shit. Nobody was paying to hide their kids' inability in the past. And what about the fact that, exactly, like, you know, there were so many things. That's why it wasn't happening. Plus, you know what else was happening? Our parents' generation, all of us, they were of the generation that borrowed money from their parents, not took it. Like, you know, like everybody who's like 50 and above, they're of the generation that like borrowed 10,000 from mom and dad, but actually paid it back, which is a whole different dynamic than what's happening now, which is people are quietly paying for shit. It's really a problem, so that's what I think about it. That's why so many people hit me up when it all went down.
Mm-hmm.
People knew that that's kind of where I was taking all this shit. And parents think they're helping.
Right, that's the thing.
Just giving them a little head start. Mm-hmm. Just giving them a little head start. Just helping them out. Why do they need to go to, why do they need anything they need?
Sure.
Like, explain to me why they need a doorman building apartment, not Astoria. Explain to me why they have to go to Coachella. Explain to me why they need Yeezys. I just don't understand. Live on your own 2 feet, you'll be happy. Don't, your parents control you and you think you suck. You may not think that. I love when people are like, Gary, you don't get it. I'm like, I fucking do get it, bro. Explain to me why you shouldn't be living on your own means. Can somebody make a video that counters my point to why parents should be quietly paying or publicly paying for their kids' life? The fucking comments I get on DMs when this shit comes out is crazy. They're like, Gary, bro, easy for you to say. No, not easy for me to say. I lived on my own 2 feet. I fucking went further than that. I fucking built a business for my parents. Fuck you, motherfucker. Well, how am I supposed to live more humbly?
That's it.
Don't own a house. Big shot that you can't afford. Rent, right. Bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously. But how am I supposed to own a home? Literally, somebody DM me. But Gary, how am I supposed to own a home? I'm like, you're not, motherfucker. You haven't fucking figured it out yet. You shouldn't do anything you don't earn.
Right.
That's like me saying, why am I not dropping 55 points a game in the NBA? Because I'm not doing it. The reason you shouldn't own a home, dick face, is because you haven't saved money to buy a home, because that's the next part. What parents don't fucking understand, because I'm in these conversations, you see them. When you're paying for them, they're not saving because you pay their rent. They're buying Yeezys, Coachella, and fucking drugs. And when I say drugs, I mean $6 coffee or fucking cocaine. I don't give a fuck, pick it. Or the drug of, I need to have the freshest clothes to make pretend I'm flossing and winning when I'm not. Earn your shit, stand on your feet, be a fucking grown up. And anything that doesn't do that leads to insecurity. You don't believe you can. You don't need to live in Soho. You don't need to have a BMW. You don't need to. What you need to do is live on your own 2 feet. That is the quickest way to happiness. And my favorite part is, obviously I go after parents because they're the source of it.
Right.
So that's where I want to stop it. But everybody who then goes, like, you know, when I'm DMing these kids, they're like, yeah, fuck my dad. I'm like, no, fuck you. You can say no. And then the worst part, there's another little version of this where parents are paying for their kids' lives so they can control them. So you're getting your Equinox and you got your BMW so that daddy can make you be a lawyer, but you want to be a rapper. And you're mad because you're like, but I want to be a rapper. I'm like, good, you can be a rapper. Stop taking your dad's money. Because if your dad's paying, then you should be a lawyer. That's it. And this is binary. That's it. That's what I'm about. That's what I'm about. And by the way, I'm about it because I want people to be happy. This is not about any other conversation than what has become absolutely crystal clear to me over the last half decade of the hundreds of thousands of interactions that I have privately. That is the most obvious thing I see in the world, which is people are unhappy because of this dynamic. And then people are on the other side when they see this video, they're like, fuck that, I'm unhappy because my parents aren't helping me. You know? And I'm like, You think so. You don't know how fucked up these people are. You're upset because you're sad because you want shit. You don't realize that if you're on your own merit, you're fucking good.
Right. There's a lot of people that don't have a choice. They don't have like parents that can help them out.
Most people.
Yeah, like,
what do you mean a lot of people? Most people. You know what those people do? Credit cards. Mm-hmm. You know who's everybody who doesn't have parents? Parent? Credit cards.
Yeah, it's true.
Debt. For what? Yeah. One more time, for what? Why do you have debt? Because you bought some shit you wanted. Mm-hmm. To what? To disguise your unhappiness?
Right.
So why don't we get to the unhappiness part? People aren't patient.
Right.
People are impatient and value other people's opinions. Game over. Fuck, man. Honestly, though, I love when people try to come at me like, yeah, but you had it easy. I'm like, God, I lived in a shitty fucking apartment my entire 20s in New Jersey. Wall building. I want the person to stand up who took a business from 3 to 60 and owned none of it and left with nothing. Then you can talk to me. You know? You know? You know? Yeah, but guess what? Would have you done that for CAA if they paid you nothing? Because I got paid nothing too.
Like a pay cut to start there.
Yeah, but you no, that's not what I'm saying. Like, you understand?
Oh, yeah. Well.
You know, I got paid zero as a family member, right. Built it, and left. Yeah, it'd be one thing if I was making $330, because that's what I deserved $1 million a year salary on the shit I was doing. Fuck that, man. Honestly, I'm like trying to. I'm done with letting anybody get away with any excuse on this issue. Credit cards, poison. Parents paying for you, poison. Let's get this going. Let's fucking get to happiness. You can be so fucking happy. They're like, Gary, how am I supposed to live in New York then? Don't!
Let's say,
don't live in New York! Move to Ohio! No, the fuck, why are you supposed to live
York,
in?
I can't.
Why are you supposed to live in New York?
Yeah.
And by the way, you can. You can live in Astoria with five roommates. You can. When my parents came to this country with nothing, they lived in New York, they lived in Queens, with nine family members in a studio. That's what they could afford. Stand on your two fucking own feet. Fuck, enough. People are so confused. I wanna make this the coolest conversation in the world.
What does money mean to you? What's the power?
Choice.
Sure.
Choice. Like, I think that people who make $80,000 a year or who make $80 million a year have the same opportunity to have choice. It completely is predicated on living within the structure, to your point. I am fascinated by the ability to be able to save money to give you incredible choice, because it's about saving money, right?
Yep.
It's like, hey, I can do something new for 4 years, and if it doesn't work, I can still pay my rent, my mortgage, feed my kids, my car bill. Like it's about saving money. And I think that that has gone completely away, which is why people don't have choice.
Yeah.
I'm sure you know this, Ryan. You see this all the time because you sell high net worth homes and you see people who actually can't do an all cash deal. And you're like, how is that possible? Look at who this person is or what it seems they have done. It's because they have made a decision. By the way, I don't demonize this. If you want to fly private and have a yacht and all this, mazel tov, live your life. But for me, what money means is not that, though I'm not scared to do it occasionally for special things, it's around choice. And that's all it means to me. The ability that if tomorrow I want to meditate for 18 months and then come out of it and become a politician, a teacher, a Buddha, or triple down on being a capitalist entrepreneur. All of it is in choice because of what I've been able to create. And that is, I don't think that's a millionaire's gift. I really do believe, because I know these people, because sure. I spend time with these people, because a lot of them are my friends I grew up with and or people have been affected by my conversation around saving money. I wish people, I believe almost everybody has a salary and yep. then lives above it with yep. credit cards and credit. I think if people learned at 63,000 a year, 190, 420 to live below it and bank savings, that they'd be shocked how that makes them feel. As we end today's podcast, I want to give a huge shout out to the people, you know, it's so funny, people that leave reviews and written reviews of this podcast on Apple, Spotify, and all the other platforms just mean the world to me. You've taken an extra 13 to 95 seconds to show love and also give context to people of why this is a worthwhile podcast. So I appreciate that so much. And even more fun, because I think we all love a little cosign or a shout out or a little awareness, I'm gonna have the team give a couple of shout outs daily on our favorite reviews. So take it away. Which were our favorites this week?
Thanks so much, Gary. Today's amazing five-star review reads, Gary, I stumbled upon you on TikTok and I couldn't be more thankful for your content and insight as I just started my own business venture about 6 months ago. I'm very motivated to grow and expand what I've already built, and listening to your podcast on a daily basis gives me the mindset and motivation I continuously crave. Sincerely, I want to thank you. It's made a big difference. Thank you so much for that kind review, and to anybody else listening out there, if you leave us a review, you might just get shouted out in the next episode.